Hey everybody, and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and today I'm introducing to you the first in our series of special podcasts from our friends at Ingram Micro Canada, discussing Windows Servers Explained, powered by Intel Xeon. Over the next few weeks, we'll be bringing you these podcasts that tackle a number of topics around Windows Server on the Intel Xeon platform, and we'll be hearing from leaders and experts from Microsoft, Intel, Dell, HP, Lenovo, Ingram Micro, and more. But in this podcast, we set the table for those discussions as we join Kirk Sinclair, partner sales executive at Microsoft Canada, and Devlin Norris, distribution account executive for Intel Canada, as they discuss a wide range of server topics, from how on-premise demand has evolved over the course of the pandemic to future appetite for on-premise servers. Kirk and Devlin also talk about the role of distribution in terms of availability and pre-configuration, enumerate top partner opportunities around the server stack, and discuss resources for partners who want to learn more. So please do give a listen to this podcast from the Windows Server Explained, powered by Intel Xeon series.
All right, Devlin, here we are. So, Windows Server Explained, powered by Intel Xeon, podcast, multicast, compliments of Ingram Micro Canada. So this will be the shortest title of any engagement that you have this year, and that will be a reoccurring joke over the course of this podcast. So I think we've got a couple of cool special guests lined up over subsequent, but for now, it's just the two of us. So...
And how fun! That's fun right there.
That is a party. The two of us over
talking
video
about server technology
being recorded, right? Yeah. No. When people ask me what I do, this is what I tell them to make them go away, right? But let's talk a little bit around one what we want to get out of the podcast series. So we've got some meetings set up. Immediate future, Lenovo and Dell team. They're on the schedule. We're going to steal HP in, and then we're going to leverage some of the Ingram Micro resources too to make sure that we land kind of the whole offering there. But first, maybe let's talk around a little bit what's new and exciting around both of our portfolios. Hopefully the channel resellers listening in get an idea of kind of the synergy there, and then they also understand, you know, the alignment. Because I will say you and I kind of share something that's a little bit different from the majority of IT folks, especially myself being a Microsoft employee and being in a cloud-first company where I'm going to talk to you about on-prem. All right? Nothing weirder than being the on-prem guy in a cloud-first company. But I think there's a lot of opportunities between our two portfolios that I think that's where we kind of came to Ingram to make sure that we align that.
Yeah, and I think there's still a very large and robust opportunity, particularly in the SMB channel, for on-prem servers. They still represent a significant volume, and maybe we want to talk a little bit about our respective definition of on-prem versus hybrid, and cloud computing, because there seems to be a little bit of confusion around that. But for us, on-prem servers provisioned locally on site is still a big percentage of our data share out in the marketplace. Yes, there's certainly a migration towards cloud and hybrid, but in remote offices, departmental servers, it's still a big percentage of the volume.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that's an interesting dynamic too is the pandemic. So I think when the pandemic kicked off, I will tell you from my lens, server sales effectively stopped. Everyone was very focused at endpoint and client and making sure that anyone who was working remotely got a device, got a copy of Office, and they were good to go. But here, as we move into, I can't say out of the pandemic, but I can say a more mature pandemic, I'm seeing a significant uptick. So it's almost as if the folks that moved to public cloud as an immediate need now are going back and looking at their infrastructure and doing a bit of a refresh. Is your view similar?
There's certainly some of that. I think a lot of in my case, anecdotally, what I've seen is server deployments that were scheduled to go out last year got pushed out. So that's where I'm seeing a lot of momentum this year. A lot of data centers, just physical access to buildings was impossible during COVID. So those projects were largely postponed, and we're seeing them coming into fruition today. So they're never really canceled, Kirk. I mean, the strategy hadn't really changed. It's just there are physical limitations.
Yeah, you wouldn't let anyone in the building, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of hard to install something if you don't have access to the floor. So, but that we're starting to see as things are opening up, those delayed deployments starting to hit.
Right.
But I think the larger conversation is around the appetite for the future of on-premises versus some of the alternatives that we see in the marketplace. For me, it's still a matter of physical security, being able to control those assets. It's a difference between something as simple as CapEx versus OpEx from a customer standpoint, in terms of how they recognize that investment. Mm-hmm. If you're limited in terms of your operating expense, some of those other platforms can be pricey, right? Yep. They can chew into that.
Or even budgetary timing. Is actually another one that comes up regularly. It's the end of your quarter, end of your year. You got some cash in the budget. So, you know, bump your infrastructure while you can.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And the platforms now are very robust. Whether it's from any of the partners that we're going to be speaking to, you know, their ability, particularly in pre-config, has certainly evolved a lot over the last 5-10 years, where they can have product in stock at Ingram ready to go and satisfy customer needs. And from a supply standpoint, because that one comes up in every phone call, we've seen less of an impact on the server side than we have on the client. So our ability to deploy technology is not really gated by supply issues as we've seen in other marketplaces.
Great. And we never run out of software. So as long as you can keep stamping out chips, then we're more than happy to deploy against them. So do we want to take a quick crack at hybrid? And maybe I'll kind of show you a little bit around my positioning on how, even if we partner with HP or Lenovo or Dell through Ingram, there's a couple opportunities that our on-premise vendors could still see. And obviously the reseller community should be aware of is there are workloads that you couldn't do on-premise anyway. So disaster recovery or offsite backup, right? Like if that particular location was going to go down due to emergency, disaster, whatever the case is, you couldn't have, you know, a backup server sitting next to it. So for us, and Microsoft kind of ecosystem plays incredibly well to this because of the fluidity of our virtual machine, right? Like Windows Server, you can have that on-premise or you can have it in Azure. So we've got that really cool kind of solution there, and you can leverage it and manage it all through this free app. And again, really cool solution, free Windows Admin Center. So we leverage that. You have a full look at your infrastructure, and you can manage your on-premise or your cloud workloads. So I mentioned disaster recovery, again, an Azure solution, backup. And then the other piece that we're very interested in is server refresh. So I think to your point, a lot of these server, you know, refreshes have been pushed out because of COVID. Hopefully we've got most of the Windows Server 2008 workloads out of there, but Windows Server 2012, that refresh is coming up.
Right.
And we actually have an offering in Azure that is server migration. So a simplified server migration using the cloud. So take the bits on the old server, deploy it up into Azure, and then redeploy on-premise. And again, all that through that free tool, Windows Admin Center. So that's a big opportunity for our reseller partners to enable that, because again, you charge for everything within that stack, but guess what? You're not necessarily going to have to pay out for the tool.
And, you know, if you're going to be refreshing that, it's a good time to take a look at your hardware as well. And we've just launched our third generation of Xeon scalable processor. And, you know, that provides both core density as well as some unique features that we haven't had previously, like AI accelerators for deep learning, AI inference. That's that skill set. And as workloads evolve over the next decade, the capabilities that are available in the third generation Xeon are going to be critical to the future workload that your customers are going to have. So, you know, to Kirk's point, if you're going to upgrade your software today, you should consider talking with your customers about the latest offerings from Dell, HP, Lenovo, so on.
Yeah, and if you are looking at a Windows Server upgrade, hardware definitely needs to follow along with that, right? Like if you're, you know, heaven forbid you're on a 2008 instance, that hardware is quite old, right? Like that is well in excess of 10 years, and things are going to start falling off there, and you want to make sure that customer is, you know, because you can't have downtime due to hardware failure. And as soon as you're out of extended warranty or you're trying to source legacy parts, you're in a bit of a trouble spot versus planned migration to something newer. And, you know, the scalable process is kind of an interesting piece here. I know I love Intel's thought process around your branding on your client side, right? Following a famous car manufacturer around your threes, your fives, your sevens, and your nines, right? And now you guys are doing podium or award class on your scalable, right? Where you got bronze, silver, gold into platinum. I'm looking for an Obtainium or Mithril maybe down the road. For now, at least you understand, you know, you can start to fill up that
entry scale. Level, mid-level, you know, enterprise scale. Yeah. That's really the way to look at it. And in Canada, by far the highest concentration of server deployments we're seeing are utilizing gold Xeon processors, because it's sort of the mid-range sweet spot for the volume tier and the workload density that we see. To your point, also, if you're looking at an older install base, things like Optane aren't even accessible. You can't deploy Optane memory solutions in those older legacy servers. So if you want the best solution available today, we'll be talking about this with each of the various vendors and how they're employing Optane, either memory or storage. You know, that gives you the best bang for your buck in a transactional standpoint.
And that's really exciting. So blazing fast, like speed when you add in Optane into a server technology that you didn't have access to before, plus an upgraded CPU. That actually syncs incredibly well with our messaging around data center. So Windows Server 2019 data center, instead of just having unlimited virtualization, so you can slice that server up as many times as you want, with our data center since Windows Server 2016, we started adding into new offerings. So it used to be Windows Server Standard versus data center was really just how many virtual machines do you need. But now data center becomes the opportunity for you to infuse that server with additional hyper-converged infrastructure. So storage spaces direct takes advantage of that Optane, right, and any additional cycles on that processor. We now have virtualized networking, right, so you can really optimize that. So if you're looking for one of those, you know, thinner, more powerful, you want to get more blades into a stack, or you're worried about your real estate and co-loc, you know, our software is starting to really kind of blur the line and help partners get a little bit more value and customers get more opportunity there. So that's, I think, another good synergy that we have between, you know, silicon and software.
Yep. Yeah, and I don't see that progression slowing down anytime soon. So, you know, to the channel partners on the call, you want to make sure that you're up to date on the latest offerings from both of us, because the workload, the demands on the systems have changed dramatically over the last 4 or 5 years, and that's just going to accelerate as more and more capabilities are being brought out. So. That's kind of where we're focused, both in terms of CPU consumption and workload management.
Love it. And then resources for partners, where are you going to be pointing everybody?
You know, for me, it's always arc.intel.com. Arc.intel.com has everything you want to know about Intel technology, but we're afraid to ask. There's an application that you can download for either Android or iOS and have it on your smartphone and just dazzle people at that next barbecue. tell them exactly how many cores, how many threads that CPU has. next to talking about term life, it's the quickest way to clean a room out. So
love it. Yeah. I get the same thing as soon as I start talking hyperconverged infrastructure and server licensing. Where'd everybody go? Right. So I'll do a shout out to our resources. So Expert Zone is Microsoft's training resource. So if you're a reseller and you've got some folks that want to, you know, just have nice consumable content. So expertzone.microsoft.com. You're just going to need to log in, set it up with your Microsoft account, and then you've got easily consumable content across all of our commercial or consumer products. And then probably the most obvious resource that we have, obviously, is our partner in this endeavor, Ingram Micro Canada. Mm-hmm. Right. So we've got serverexplained.com. That's where this content's going to live, along with so much more in subsequent episodes. And then, you know, we'll be able to put links on there and other resources. So again, serverexplained.com, probably a good resource for everyone to focus in on. I also have a funded resource, so a gentleman by the name of Chris Pearson. So he is the go-to for finding the right solutions when it comes to OEM Microsoft. And I think you've got a resource too.
Yeah, the indomitable Steve Chung, steve.chung, C-H-U-N-G, at ingrammicro.com. He can help you on pricing and any and all things Intel. Just an amazing resource. Very happy we've got him.
Love it. Well, I think we're at about time, so really looking forward to chatting with you and exploring what HP, Lenovo, Dell, and other partners have to help us explain server.
Great, and awesome. Look forward to it. Kirk, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks, Steph.